Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn!
The Department of Physics at Auckland University was recently awarded a Bronze Pleiades, and this morning we are going to be speaking with Senior Lecturer JJ Alridge. Good morning, JJ.
Good morning, Hannah.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That is good. Thank you so much for coming on the show this morning.
You're welcome.
I wanted to ask you firstly, what is the Bronze Pleiades Award? Because I'm pretty clueless as to, yeah, what it is.
So it's an award from the Australian Society of Astronomy. Mm-hmm. Their inclusive, diverse, equitable astronomy group, trying to recognise departments who have a commitment to encourage and adopt practices in their department that encourage the full participation of women within that department.
Cool.
But also like make sure they promote awareness of things to do with unconscious bias.
Yeah.
And what is happening this year is we're moving beyond just thinking about gender equity and actually all forms of inclusion and equity within academic environment.
So what specifically did the Department of Physics do to kind of win this award? What were you guys focusing on?
So the Bronze Award is very much just saying, look, we recognise there's a problem because there is in academia.
Yeah.
And we're just saying we have an action plan what to do. We went a little bit further because there's no award like this in New Zealand at the moment, which is why we had to go to Australia.
Right.
And we could only apply because I'm a member of the ASA, which is that Astronomical Society in Australia. And we know that there are other similar awards around the UK and around Australia and around the world. And we sort of said, okay, so we can't apply for these, but we can make ourselves compliant with it, which is a much better way of doing it. And so we had done a survey of like the climate, and then we came up with an action plan. You know, this is, we have unconscious bias training if we're going to do some hiring. And we just raise awareness with everybody in the department that, you know, we are all biased.
Mm.
And it's just recognizing it that. And so when it came to applying for this award, it was a case of, oh, we've done everything.
Mm.
So that's what the Bronze Award is. And the problem is when you go to silver and the higher awards, you actually have to do what you're planning to say,
right?
Which is the hard work now.
So are you guys going to work towards getting the silver award?
Yeah. I mean, because we want to make it an inclusive department, and we want more people to come and do physics and feel like everyone can do. So we have to aim for that silver award, and there's no point in making a plan unless you're actually going to do it.
Awesome. And how does the department work towards diversity in astronomy?
It's just about trying. It's always a difficult thing, and everyone seems to have their own view, and it's just wanting to make everyone feel welcome.
Yeah.
I mean, especially, so it's like almost like a, don't say a perfect storm, but in the department and the university at the moment, there is this raising awareness of unconscious bias. I mean, there is a zero tolerance campaign that Central Equity have driven this year. In the Faculty of Science, we're really promoting gender equity. And so it just, as I say, it's like making sure that people know that they are biased and making sure you don't try and allow any stereotypes to into the way you deal with people, especially students.
It's hard to make yourself known that you're biased. Like, you have to kind of work at it and be really kind of open and inclusive.
Yeah.
Have you guys come across any challenges with that at all?
Yes, certain people saying, oh, why do I have to say the zero tolerance campaign? That's very aggressive in some ways, saying like we'll have zero tolerance to all these isms. But then they've never had to experience those.
Mm.
And it's when you start talking to students that have to like put up with the microaggressions, which are those little things that don't seem too serious.
Mm.
But when you have to like 100 times a day, they can all add up into making you feel unwelcome.
Mm.
So just trying to remove those. And so all students and all staff feel welcome at the university.
And why is this a priority for you guys?
Because, I mean, my view is that if everyone looks the same in your team, you're all going to think the same. And one way of getting new ideas and solving problems, because, you know, the universe is a very difficult place to understand.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've sometimes got to think different. And so you want all these different stories and experiences of people to bring along and feel like they can suggest ideas. And if people can't feel like they can suggest ideas, then you're not going to make any headway.
Absolutely. And let's have a look at what you're working on. What is your work?
I study exploding binary stars.
Cool.
So most of the stars in the universe aren't like our sun on its own. Well, it's not on its own. It's got us and planets. But most stars have another star quite nearby, which doesn't do very much until they sort of get in each other's way. And then our sun will one day become a red giant, eventually become a white dwarf, and just be very boring from a stellar perspective. But if you've got another companion, you can exchange mass. Stars can become more massive, they can merge, they can spin up, and you get really unusual types of explosions when that happens.
And how do you study these stars from all the way down here?
So so I don't actually observe stars. That's always a thing. I get asked, where are these constellations? I don't know. I'm a theorist. So I make large computer models.
Wow.
And so I make the computer models of the stars and the stellar populations. And then you can compare them to galaxies and universe and supernovae, which is the exploding stars. And so then you actually learn something about physics, because all the physics we know has to go into stars. And, you know, if you've got something wrong, then you're not going to reproduce what you see.
So you must work with a lot of different people from different fields of science and physics?
Yeah, well, it's yes, definitely different physics, but it's also definitely different astronomers, because you have to speak to all the different observers.
Yeah.
Because some people just observe galaxies, some people just observe
supernovae.
And so back in December, we had 177 astronomers coming from all over the world for a conference we were organizing. And it was really great because it was so mixed up. And you had like people who study galaxies, study people who study just stars, binaries, supernovae. And it was just fantastic because we made a really, because of all the thinking processes we've gone through, it was like our conference was a success because everyone came and felt like they could contribute. And we had many different voices. And yeah, it's interesting when that happens, because you actually make more findings and you discover more things and have new projects that come out of it.
And so that's why this equity and kind of diversity is really, really important, because it means that you're speaking to everyone and not just like exclusively, like you said, certain people.
Yeah. And everyone feels like they can contribute something.
Yeah.
And it's normally, if you're always hearing the same voices, you're never going to hear anything new. It's when someone who hasn't spoken and they say something and you go, hang on, that's a way we haven't thought about this problem before. And you can actually suddenly, if you start trying to say, oh no, that's wrong, and you think, no, actually, hang on, they may be onto something, because that's really complicated. There are no stupid questions. When I teach first year astronomy here, you get the students coming out at the end of the lecture saying, this may be a stupid question, but actually the questions are really insightful, because I have to stop and think, no, that's a really deep question. And I'm really glad that they can come and ask these questions, because then you have to try and think, and you learn yourself by trying to explain it to them.
Would you like for there to be like an award like this in New Zealand?
That's part of the reason I'd like the idea of applying for it, because there are two types of awards. So there are the ones that come in at the department level, and there's ones that come in at the university-wide level. So in Australia, they have SAGE. There's the Athena Swan over in the UK, which are the university-wide ones. And then coming from underneath, in the UK, they have Juno, and in Australia, they have the Pleiades. And so my idea is, while people are interested, and there is some resistance from some quarters to actually have a New Zealand, we need one, because New Zealand has its own problems and its own equity and inclusion problems. And so we definitely should do, but it's just trying to get there is enough support from certain people to get it through, but it's just trying to get
more awareness,
more senior people on board to actually put the money in to get it and put it through. But it's a really fun thing to try and do as well.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations on winning this award, and thank you so much, JJ, for coming in this morning and speaking with us. It sounds like a fantastic idea, and it'll be nice to see something like this implemented here in New Zealand, because we definitely do need a lot more equity and diversity here. So thanks so much for coming in and speaking with me.
Thank you for letting me come in.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.